This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.
Everyone, this is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Aero in Friedrichshafen, Germany. I'm with Nick Chabert, who's the VP for aircraft at Daher. Just introduced the new 930. Outwardly, if you look at the airplanes, they look the same, but when you get in the cockpit, they're entirely different. You've got the new G3000 in there, and it's got touchscreen, but that's not the big deal about this, is it?
Well, Paul, the big thing about providing the choice between a TBM 900 and a TBM 930 is to basically have equal functions between those two aircraft, and the user interface is a choice of the customer going keypad or touchscreens. So basically, behind that, we believe a lot in the new concept that we have named e-copilot. So that's the way to provide assistance to a pilot, so that basically the aircraft is forgiven. Every new mistake is going to be covered electronically through the autopilot.
Now, we've seen envelope protection on smaller aircraft, the G1000. Some of the applications have envelope protection. This is considerably above that. This is the next step beyond that. You've got some systems in there that are really the first in this class of aircraft, or the first in any aircraft.
Well, we are the first turboprop to today introduce the G3000. But behind this eco-pilot function that I'm talking about is really what is taken so much time from my engineering team to develop. We had to basically adapt some electronic functions that were available to all of us, which we have seen in piston aircraft, into a turboprop, into the turbine class. And the turboprop has one very interesting thing, and especially the TBM. It has a wide range of speeds. So you had to be able to make it work at super high speed, 266 knots indicated for us, and as low as protecting the stall speed, which again on the TBM is only at 65 knots.
So you've got some systems in there. I took notes on them. You've got ESP, you got USP, and EDM.
This combination on the EcoPilot for the TBM is taking from Garmin the ESP, electronic stability protection, USP, under speed protection, EDM for emergency descent mode, combined with the safe flight AOA angle of attack. Those great features are basically making sure that you can transit from one mode to the other seamless, smoothly, and you basically do not notice as a pilot when something is wrong. If you want to proper act to what's going or what's happening that you don't understand, you just push the power up.
And all of that's going on constantly in the background. The pilot doesn't have to enable it. The pilot can't turn it off.
You can disable the ESP if you want to run test, if you want to demo the aircraft. But when you are basically switching off and basically reigniting the aircraft, everything is turned again. So the normal use of the aircraft is not going to disable or to inhibit those functions. ESP is constantly on the background of the system and is definitely providing that safety net for the pilot.
Got one more system in there, the hypoxic awareness.
The oral warnings that are part of the EcoPilot will basically call in words for use oxygen mask. So that basically we are going to provide the first step of giving an order to the pilot that is starting to lose consciousness. If that continues and there is no action, the aircraft will automatically at 15,000 cabin elevation go down to 15,000 altitude elevation so that you can breathe again. Just as a reminder, at 30,000 feet, you got 1 or 2 minutes consciousness. At 15,000 feet, you can basically leave. It's more than 30 minutes.
If you look forward in the crystal ball here, is the next step in this kind of technology an autonomous flying TBM?
Well, basically, what we miss today is the auto power, auto throttle. This is something that could come. We made sure that even without an auto throttle, the system is going to take on the huge brake from the propeller, is going to adapt to that range of speed that we have. And this is really what we miss. But, you know, when you are going to fly the aircraft, you're going to see that maybe you don't miss it, because the only thing that you have to do as a pilot is just push to the lever and everything goes well again.
So do you think there's something between this and full autonomy? What's the next step in this kind of evolution of electronics?
The evolution for electronics, as we see it at Daher, is not really news. We know that the systems today are capable of auto-land, auto-throttle. So automation is definitely part of what is available to us. What we believe is we need to take incremental steps in engineering to basically make sure that those things work for the pilot we are, for the pilots that have been trained in the system, and basically is not going to be lost or completely taken away from the piloting of the aircraft, because that's what we like. So we basically want to make something that is providing a net, but not to protect or over-protect people by taking away all of the actions in the piloting side.
Thanks very much, Nick.
Thank you very much.
This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Aero in Friedrichshafen, Germany.
This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.